Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Tuesday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mainly clear tonight, but continued cold. The overnight low temperatures, 15 to 20 degrees. On Wednesday, a little warmer, sunny, and the highs in the mid-50s. And for Wednesday night, mainly clear. The overnight low temperature, around 40. Topping Tuesday's local news in the town of Niagara, word has been received of an incident that took place over the weekend at the NFTA bus station on Factory Outlet Boulevard. It started when a man called 911 and said he was freezing and needed a ride to the hospital. When officers arrived to see how they could help, they found 38-year-old Anthony Griffin, who said he was going into the bus station to try to get warm, but the doors were locked. When checking a backpack that Griffin had, police said they found some type of an explosive with a fuse on it. Griffin told them he thought it was a Roman candle that he had found, but to be sure how powerful the charge was, the Erie County Bomb Squad was called in to check on it. And that happened after an NFTA canine also hit on the item, indicating that it was an explosive. The Bomb Squad also confirmed that it was and confiscated the item to find out exactly how much of an explosive it contained. During their investigation into Griffin, he was found to have an outstanding petty larceny warrant from the state police, and he was turned over to them for processing until the town of Niagara and the NFTA police decide if they'll be placing any charges in the case. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily in part by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, at 523-5911. Chris's name is becoming quite known in the area because he fixes home appliances. And when he goes to someone's house, they invariably tell their friends and relatives what a great service Chris offers. It's appliance repair with a service call of only $35 plus parts and labor. A great price for a great repairman. And to get him there, just call his number. 523-5911. Honest, reliable, and reasonable. That's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other news, city police were called to the Quality Hotel on 1st Street yesterday after authorities believed that a suspect was inside attempting to use a stolen credit card. When officers arrived on the scene, they were informed that the man was now attempting to run out of the side door and onto Old Fall Street. Police then located the suspect and ordered him to stop, but he refused and began to run. Police officers caught up with him following a short chase and say he was allegedly found with several stolen credit cards and a stolen wallet. He was identified as Michael Boyd of Mason Drive in the Falls and ended up charging him with unlawful use of a credit card, resisting arrest, criminal possession of stolen property, and with identity theft. Boyd was booked on the charges and was held pending arraignment in city court. At the Top store on Portage Road yesterday, authorities reported stopping a known shoplifter at the door who allegedly had taken a number of items. Charged with petty larceny in that case was Chase Wilson of Linwood Avenue. He was released on an appearance ticket on the charge and will explain it to a judge in city court later this month. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th at Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated drugstores that take the time to find out what you need and make sure you get it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. And if you have any questions about your medicines and what you can expect when you take them, the pharmacists are always available to answer your questions. Got a question or want to switch over your prescriptions? Call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Here's some details on that accident we told you about first yesterday. It happened at Kinney and Schaefer in the town of Lockport. Deputies responded there to the report of a vehicle that had flipped over and was in a ditch and was filling with water. When they got there, they said they had to smash out the window of the car to get the driver out, now identified as Deborah Chudzinski, who was not reported seriously hurt. Deputy said she told them that she swerved to avoid a deer before going into the ditch, but authorities said she was slurring her words and appeared to be intoxicated and had allegedly admitted to having a couple of beers before the accident. Chudzinski was given sobriety tests on the scene, which she reportedly failed, and was consequently charged with driving while intoxicated, speeding, and failure to stay in her lane. Deputy said she was booked on the charges and held in the county jail until arraignment in Cap Court. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a two-vehicle accident just before 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon at Lincoln Avenue and South Transit Road in Lockport. There were reported injuries there, with Lockport first responders working that scene. At around 12:30 on Tuesday afternoon, another accident reported in Lockport. This one at Ham and Snyder, with reported injuries there. And on Tuesday morning, a vehicle reportedly slammed into a ditch in the 9900 block of the Tonawanda Creek Road. Volunteers from Rapids on that scene also reporting injuries at that accident. And the Niagara County Youth Bureau said they will return this year for their summer food service program that ensures that children who are economically disadvantaged continue to receive nutritious meals during the summer. That food service program is a federally funded program that provides free meals to all children at approved sites in the area, and that includes breakfast and lunch available to children 18 years of age and younger. Applicants are now being accepted from prospective summer food service sites, and approved sites will receive meals during the program, which runs from June 29th until August 28th. If your organization, summer camp, or youth program is interested in receiving meals, you can get details by contacting Benjamin Bunker, the Youth Bureau Director, at 716-278-6872. And finally, Niagara County Clerk Joseph Jastrzemski said today that the county's three Department of Motor Vehicle offices, Lockport, Niagara Falls, and North Tonawanda, are once again decorated to celebrate April as Donate Life Month. Jastrzemski said during the month, those who have saved lives through the gift of donations are honored, and others are encouraged to register as an organ donor that will make organ, eye, and other tissues available. The clerk says, "I'm proud that in just over the past decade, the percentage of organ donors in Niagara County has grown from around 29% to 73%. And he added that there are more than 8,000 New York residents on the organ transplant waiting list, and that every 10 minutes, another person is added. And he said one organ, eye, and tissue donor can save up to 8 lives and heal up to 75 people through their donation. Any residents who feel they might like to help and to sign up as an organ donor can do so by visiting any of the local Department of Motor Vehicle offices. If it happens in your area, whether large or small, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can hear the local news on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free, and here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.